The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The strongest souls are sent to the darkness to shine. You think you're being punished, you're really being prepared. Your struggle is not there to break you, bro, it's there to build you. So when you're in the dark, that's when you prove to yourself what you're made of. That's when you become the light. Keep going, because that darkness does not last forever, but the strength that you build from it does.
If you're feeling unmotivated at the end of the year, hear me out. If you don't have confidence, build evidence. If you don't have evidence, build skills. If you don't have skills, build discipline. And if you don't have discipline, you need to reframe the things you've done in the past, realize that you have that discipline just in different domains. So you have the core skill, you should do apply it to a new domain, and then give time.
What would you do if you couldn't fail? Who would you become if your goals were attainable? What if that self-induced fear and that disbelief was instantly gone? What would you go after? What type of man would you become? How much money would you have? What sort of business would you endeavor? What sort of impact would you bring to the world? You must be able to dream in order to achieve. And the truth is, fear is holding them back from winning, from becoming the best version of themselves. So once again, I ask you, what would you do if you couldn't fail? If you only live once, you best go for it. What is there to lose? At the end of the day, we all die anyway. So might as well go down trying.
Bro, go ghost for 6 months. No updates, no posts, no explaining yourself. Just hit the gym, build a business, read books, fix your mindset, stack your money. Let them wonder where you went, let them assume that you fell off, and then come back a completely different person, because your results will speak louder than words ever could.
I'm only sharing this because some of you who are listening to this are actually going to achieve big shit. And it's going to feel really lonely for a lot of that time. And it's because you're going to feel like the odd man out, and you're going to feel like what you're doing is contrary to what everyone else is doing. The people who are back there are going to, you know, call you names behind your back. They're going to say you think you're better than them. They're going to say that you forgot where you came from. And you just develop a thicker skin because you realize that they say those things, and yet you still continue. And yet you keep living. And you keep getting closer to your goals. And then the thing is goal after goal starts falling down, and you get more and more evidence that this path is the path you should be on, and you'll feel more and more confident to the point where in the future, you just have no issue with that. You'll have zero tolerance.
Discipline your thoughts. Stop thinking too much. Don't go into the past. Don't go into the future. Be in the present. Why? Because only then it's possible that the mind is free, the capacity is free, and this means you have arrived.
Trauma, tragedy, darkness. They leave marks that never fully fade. They change you in ways you never asked for, ways you never wanted. And when you're in the middle of it, when the weight of it presses down on you, it feels impossible to move.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Impossible to breathe. like the light you once had inside you has been snuffed out, and all that's left is this endless shadow. But let me tell you something. You're still here, and that means something. It means the darkness didn't win. It means you've already survived what you thought you couldn't. It means that no matter how broken, how hurt, how lost you feel, there is still something inside you. Something strong, something unyielding, something that refuses to give up. Trauma changes you, yes, but it doesn't have to define you. The truth is, life will break you. It will tear you apart in ways you can't predict, in ways you didn't prepare for. But the breaking, that's not the end. The breaking is where the rebuilding begins. The breaking is where you find out what you're made of, what you're capable of, what you can endure and still rise from. It's easy to feel like your trauma, your tragedy, your pain are the end of your story. Like you'll never be whole again. Like the person you were before is gone forever. And maybe they are. Maybe you'll never be the same. But who says that's a bad thing? Who says the person you're becoming, the person who's learning to rise from the ashes, who's rebuilding themselves piece by piece, isn't stronger, wiser, more resilient?
There's a Japanese art called kintsugi. When a piece of pottery breaks, it's not thrown away. It's repaired, carefully, lovingly, with gold. The cracks aren't hidden. They're highlighted, transformed into something beautiful. The piece becomes more valuable, not despite its brokenness, but because of it. That's you. Your scars, your pain, your history. They don't make you less. They make you more. But here's the thing. Healing isn't a straight line. It's not a neat process with clear steps and a perfect ending. It's messy. It's full of setbacks, of moments where it feels like you're moving backward, of days when the darkness feels like it's swallowing you whole. And that's okay, because healing isn't about never feeling the pain again. It's about learning how to carry it, learning how to live alongside it without letting it consume you. You don't have to erase the darkness to find the light. The two can coexist. And in time, you'll realize that the darkness doesn't make the light any less real. If anything, it makes it shine brighter. But here's the hard part. Healing takes work. It takes courage. It takes showing up for yourself, even on the days when you don't want to. Even on the days when it feels pointless. Even on the days when you'd rather stay in the darkness because it's familiar. Because it's easier than facing the light. Healing means taking small, deliberate steps toward yourself, toward the person you're becoming, toward the life you still deserve to live.
And you do deserve it. No matter what's happened to you, no matter what you've lost, no matter how broken you feel, you deserve joy. You deserve peace. You deserve to build a life that feels like your own. Even if it doesn't look like the life you had before. Especially if it doesn't. But let's be honest. The world isn't always kind to people who've been through trauma. It doesn't wait for you to catch up. It doesn't give you the time or space to heal. And that's why you have to be kind to yourself. You have to give yourself the grace, the patience, the compassion that the world won't. You have to remind yourself that healing isn't a race, that there's no timeline, no deadline, no finish line you have to reach. Healing isn't about becoming the person you were before. It's about becoming the person you're meant to be now. A person who has walked through the fire and come out the other side. A person who has faced the darkness and refused to let it win. A person who carries their scars not as reminders of what they've lost, but as proof of what they've survived. And here's the truth. The darkness doesn't go away overnight. There will be moments, maybe days, maybe weeks, maybe longer, when it still feels overwhelming, when the weight of it feels unbearable. But those moments don't mean you're failing. They don't mean you're broken. They mean you're human. And being human means you get to feel the pain and the joy, the loss and the love, the darkness and the light. You are not your trauma. You are not your tragedy. You are the person who's learning to live again, despite them. You are the person who's choosing to move forward, one step at a time, even when it feels impossible. You are the person who refuses to let the worst moments of your life define the rest of your life.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
That is strength. That is resilience. That is power. So if you're in the darkness right now, if you're carrying the weight of trauma, of loss, of pain, I want you to know this. You are not alone. You are not broken beyond repair. And this moment, this is not the end of your story. This is the chapter where you begin again. This is the chapter where you start to rewrite your narrative. Not as a victim, but as a survivor. Not as someone who's defined by their pain, but as someone who's shaped by it, strengthened by it, transformed by it. The darkness is real, yes, but so is the light. And as long as you're still here, as long as you're still breathing, as long as you're still willing to take one step forward, there is hope. There is healing. There is a future waiting for you. A future that's not defined by what you've been through, but by what you choose to do next. So rise, not all at once, not perfectly, but steadily, surely, powerfully. Rise. The light is waiting.
99% of people in the world are convinced that they're incapable of achieving great things, so they aim for the mediocre. The level of competition is thus fiercest for realistic goals, paradoxically making them the most time and energy consuming. If you are insecure, guess what? The rest of the world is too. Do not overestimate the competition and underestimate yourself. You are better than you think.
I've seen great dudes like you who have so much potential and you can create so much change and solve so many problems for the world, literally sitting there suffering in silence because you fail to take action and you fail to execute on what you know you need to. Remember this, that average is the enemy, that success is your responsibility, and change can take place in an instant if you are willing to flip the switch.
You're not alone, man, you know? We're only alone when we find ourselves alone. We gotta remember to get out there. Nobody's gonna come and just help us be on alone. We have to do it. Nothing changes if nothing changes, you know? So if I want something to be different, I have to do something different.
Someone is dying to be your age. Someone is dreaming of living your worst day. Someone is wishing they had your apartment. Someone is hoping they had your health. Someone is working to get to where you are. Remember, yesterday you asked for what you have today.
The world belongs to optimists, because if you're going to do anything big, you have to believe that it can happen. Otherwise, it never will. Sean Puri says the cynics get to be right and the optimists get to be rich. 99% right and 100% wrong. They're right 99% of the time, but they're wrong 100%, because the only thing that matters is the big one at the end. Your family and friends will say that every girl you ever date is not good enough, except for the one time you find a girl that you're actually going to marry, or that this business idea won't work, and you might have 9 failures. My first 9 businesses didn't really amount to anything. 9, as in the first one, I spent time on it, it failed. Second one, this one will be different, spent time on it, failed. And then the third one, this one, failed. And then 6 more after that. And it's painful as because the whole time everyone is telling you, I told you so. And they're right. Today, but not forever.
It's Christmas morning, and I know today for a lot of you is a big reminder of the people in your life. And I know for some, it's a reminder of who isn't. Wherever your mind goes, please recognize that today is a great opportunity to care for yourself, to give the gift of treating today like it matters is the best thing you could do for you, because like any other day, it does. Do something hard to prove that even on a day like this, you can show up.
And I think that too many people do this. Why can't the world insert be more convenient for me? Well, the world is uncaring and doesn't care about you at all. And underpinning that statement is the entitlement, is the expectation that it somehow should. And I think that is a poverty lens. And so the wealthy accept the world for what it is and then choose to maximize and adapt. Everyone else tries to stomp their feet and throw tantrums and say how it's not fair. And they're right. And so what? There's a Haitian proverb that I think is relevant right now, which is, behind mountains are more mountains. Goals aren't finish lines, they're mile markers. And I think that's a great mental frame, which is that you think that your goal is to get to $10,000 a month, or $100,000 a month, or $1 million a month, or $10 million a month, whatever your goal is. And I can promise you, having hit those, you just move it again. The mist lifts when you get there and you realize there's another mountaintop. But where people lose their way is when they start listening to people at the bottom of the mountain who see them at the subhead and say, you weren't happy last time when you got to the last peak. Why are you going to be happy the next time? But that's under their assumption in their poverty lens that you did it to get to the mountaintop. You did it for the climb. And they'll never understand that. And don't expect them to.
A man matures through early mornings, late nights, pain, losses, disrespect, disappointments, deep reflection, and moments of loneliness with just you. Age has very little to do with it, as you can meet a man who's 23 and a boy who's 35. Because always remember, it's the days that break a man which are the days that make a man.
Always believe and you will achieve whatever it is that you want. Never quit halfway through something. Continue to move forward and finish it. Not quit, because nothing comes easy. It's all about never quitting and never giving up. Not winning all the time, because winning isn't everything. Sometimes when you get defeated, it makes you stronger and wants to make you want to come back and work harder for it. And you respect yourself more for this.
You need an alter ego. A version of you that's limitless. Make your weaknesses their strength. Make your insecurity their confidence. Give them a name. Give them traits. Create an amazing character. When you need them, let them take over. And eventually, you won't need to pretend. It will just be you.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Why do some people end up courageous when so many don't? It's easier not to be. You know, it's easier to cut corners and not bear your responsibility, not take the opportunities that manifest themselves to you, not pay for your sins in the moment. It's easier. And so there's a thousand or a million ways that you can be dishonest.
If I'm not great at it, it must not be my thing. Did you know that only 1% of people are naturally extraordinarily gifted at something? Think genius, think savant. Do you know what that means for us, the other 99%+ of people? If we're going to do anything great in this life, it is going to require discipline. That's the truth. If you are going to accomplish anything extraordinary, it is going to require you pushing through the discomfort and embracing the grind.
Success is a strange thing. Presumably we want success because we think a more successful life will bring us more happiness, meaning, and fulfillment. Here's the problem. We sacrifice the thing we want, happiness, for the thing which is supposed to get it, success. Failure can make you miserable, but I'm not sure that success will make you happy.
Through that struggle, I will now have a better day, and I better can do it again tomorrow or do something else, because if I just think, well, tomorrow I'm just going to coast and eat Twinkies and watch TV. Oh, hello, sadness, my old friend. Hello, depression. Because when you're not doing anything, you feel like shit. And that's just a part of being a human being.
Just be calm. When things are going well, be calm. Don't think you're on top of the world. In the sense, you always got to be wary, because I've seen it. I've seen people come. I've seen people go. I've seen them come. I've seen them go. You got to be chill. Just take what's good in your life and move forward cautiously and carefully. And thank God that you have that. It's very, very important not to overextend yourself when you think you've got to. Everybody's dispensable.
You might be tempted to think that laziness is the lack of a desire or the lack of drive. It is not that. Laziness is an intense drive. It's an intense desire. The reason that you hoped that the roads would freeze last night is not because you don't have a desire. It's because you had a desire to what? Stay in your PJs all day, sit by a fire, and binge on Netflix. You have a desire to be comfortable. Laziness is driven by a deep desire for comfort. It's that I don't want to do anything that I don't want to do.
And we can pretend that we're something other than what we really are. Human reward systems are carved deeply into your DNA. And if you don't respect that, if you don't respect the mechanism of happiness and fulfillment and what you really need to do in order to feel satisfied in life, camaraderie, love, family, friendship, struggle, testing yourself, learning, all those things are imperative. They're all a giant part of being a person.
Why can't I just do whatever the hell I want, whatever the hell I want to do it with, whoever I want to do it with? And the answer is because everything goes to hell if you do that, including you. And you say, well, I don't believe in hell. And I say, well, keep acting the way you are and you will. If you're motivated by the whim of the moment and you place that above all else, that is now your God.
Here's what you should know about winning before you chase it. Winning's not loyal to you, it doesn't care about you. Winning doesn't care how sore you are. Winning doesn't care how much sleep you get. Winning doesn't care how hard you work at times. Winning requires all of you and then more, and it promises you nothing. It's a mastermind of creating fear and doubt in your mind. It causes setback after setback. So the question is about winning. Are you willing to sprint when the distance is unknown?
you won't need that rest. Chances are you will realize that the desire to rest was just weakness. It was the desire to take the path of least resistance, the downhill path, the downward path.
You aren't given any breaks in life. You make them for yourself. We are all being tested in life. While my tests are different than yours, you will be tested. And how you face that test and how you overcome that test determines the rest of your life. The one mentality that you must have in life is that regardless of what's in front of you, you still must grind.
Is what's your life? What are you giving up? Not by your words, not by what you say, not by what you...
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The perception of you, not by what you type, not even necessarily by how you're living, but the truth about you.
If you want to know something about yourself, sit on your bed one night and say, what's one thing I'm doing wrong that I know I'm doing wrong, that I could fix, that I would fix? You'll get an answer. And it won't be one you want, but it'll be the necessary one.
I'll never be in the Olympics. I'll never be a professional athlete, but still I grind. I fail at most things I do, but still I grind. I don't want to do captive that I do, but still I grind. And that one day, you see me in a dark alley, running at 1 o'clock in the morning, no one thing. I was grinding. Stay on.
As a child, my parents always told me you could be whatever you want to be. You could do whatever you want to do. And it was something I heard my parents saying it, but I didn't totally believe it. Yet I went out in the world and I carried myself and I held my head high and I stood there and I looked people in their eyes and I talked to people as if I was deserving of everything that this planet has to offer. He who says he can and he who says he can't are both usually right.
So you see all these people that have great things in life that you look up to? They're because they were sacrificed and disciplined long before you ever knew them.
Fear is not real. The only place that fear can exist is in our thoughts of the future. It is a product of our imagination, causing us to fear things that do not at present and may not ever exist. Danger is very real, but fear is a choice.
Life is the most brutal endurance sport of all time. And that's what you have to love about it. We have to flip it on its head and love the fact that life continues to attack us through our fucking timeouts. We have to know that when we die with some meaning and some purpose in this world.
I don't want to live at the level of feelings. You settle too low. You settle for what you see. You settle for what people say. You settle for old templates. You settle for old scripts. You settle for emotions.
You can't have a victory without a battle.
God is raising you up right now. He's doing it through a process. The level you will settle on is the level that you see yourself.
Because what the enemy sent to stop you is not going to have its intended purpose. When that snake fights, don't panic, don't fall apart, just shake it off and keep moving forward. Keep thanking God that He's fighting your battle. Keep thanking Him that what was meant for harm, He's turning to your advantage.
If you don't stand up and decide to live and survive and move forward and find a way into the next season of your life, you will pass along the same spirit that has tormented you. And that's not just if you're on the edge, that's anybody feels like quitting. But quitting the thing that God has called you to, it's not small.
Don't die outside of your destiny.
What is successful and what is failure, the differential, are so small. We're talking about seconds. We're talking about, you know, reps. We're talking about the finest echelon of measurement that will make or break someone's life to be successful at that moment. And once at that moment successful, that gives a birth of a lifestyle that's unbeatable, second to none. But in order to head for success, you must ensure yourself that you're giving it all you can today.
It's time to stay focused. It's time to decide clubs, partying, trying to fit in and socialize, rub elbows with everybody so people can stop calling you weird. Why are you so antisocial? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you out there practicing in the hot sun when ain't nobody else out there? Because I'm trying to get it. The more weird you are is a reflection of how committed you are to focusing on your molding and shaping and developing your ideas and your craft so that when it's time for you to make your rounds, you gonna fly. Between the acting of a dreadful thing, between the moment when you are waiting to do something that you don't want to do, and the first motion and the moment when you initiate the action, all the inter is like a phantasma or a hideous dream.
Life ain't about medals. It ain't about certificates. It ain't about houses, money, cars, fame, all that shit. It's about scars. So when you get judged, when everything is said and done with, you won't get judged on your medals. You get judged on your scars. The scars show your willingness to get to the side. They show your failures. They show your willingness to start from scratch. They show what you're willing to do.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
To go the distance, to see what you're capable of. So make sure, like, don't be afraid to get scars. Stay hard.
You know, everyone has their disabilities, let's say, and I know that some people are far more terribly affected than other people. I'm perfectly aware of that. But the question is, what do you do about that? And what you do is you set yourself up on your damn crutches and you struggle up the bloody hill. That's what you do. And you struggle up the hill towards the kingdom of God. That's what you do. Because the alternative is to descend into the abyss. That's the alternative. And then so to say, well, do you believe? It's like, I believe that you should struggle uphill towards the city of God on your crutches. That's what you should do. That's the opposite of the descent into the abyss.
So the battle, the struggle, the hesitation takes place in that moment. That moment when we must step into the unknown. That moment filled with fear and horror. And that fear is what causes hesitation, and hesitation causes defeat. Hesitation is the enemy. Hesitation allows the moment to pass, the opportunity to be lost, the enemy to get the upper hand. Hesitation turns into cowardice. It stops us from moving forward, from taking initiative, from executing what we know we must. Hesitation defeats us, so we must defeat it.
And it's possible that I can bring my greatness out here in the universe, that I can do what I want to do. It's possible, I can bounce back from adversity and reinvent my life. It's possible. Regardless of where I am, the things can get better for me.
Get your feet on the ground. Step forward. Do not hesitate. Do not wait. Go forward and win.
We've been told two lies in our life. The first lie is, you're nothing. You're not worth anything. That's the first lie. The second lie we've all been told is, you can be anything. It's not true. The way we're wired defines what we can do with that wiring. And therefore the truth is, you can't be anything you want, but you can be everything you are.
Perspective affects and impact how you see the world, how you see people, how you see circumstances, but also it affects and impact how you do things. But like I always say, perspective drives performance. You can have all the resources in the world, but the incorrect perspective. And a cat that has no resources with the right perspective will annihilate you, right? Because they're driven by the perspective of what they're doing and how they're doing it. You can have all the resources in the world with the wrong perspective and not make hay, not make no ground on the mission and the purpose of what you're trying to accomplish.
It won't be easy. It will be hard because life is hard. That's what life is. And these challenges that you face, they're going to do their best to take you down. Do not let them. Stand up, dig in. Line up those problems and confront them, face them, fight them. Do not let them bring you down. In fact, let those challenges raise you up. Let them elevate you.
We're all put here for a fucking reason. And it's not to go over here and beat on this drum about what should be and what's not fair. The world will never be fair. The world will never, ever be fucking fair. Someone will always have an easier path than you. Regardless of how difficult you think your path is, there's lots of people out there who have had that same path and actually won huge with that path.
Let the adversity you face today turn you into a better person tomorrow.
Transformation and change is possible, but it's not very probable. The probability is low
but the possibility is high. Everyone has the opportunity to change, but the path is long, hard, and often requires big amounts of tragedy, stress, and turmoil to even get someone to have that opportunity to take that path. I also believe that people don't change for people. I think people change for themselves when they realize that if I don't change, then that's not good for me. But the probability of that happening is low until something massively painful or drastic happens in their life.
How you do anything is how you do everything. This ain't saying, oh man, I gotta do this the way I do that. That's real boy talk. We talking mentality, we talking spirit, we talking disposition. We talking about how we show up and how we work for what we say we want without letting situations, circumstances, and people dictate what we bring into an environment every single day. I'm gonna say it again, not letting situations, circumstances, and people dictate what we bring into an environment every single day. We got very few things that we can control in this life.
Change the meaning that you give things in your life. Meanings are everything. How you define your life will tell a lot about how far you go with your life. When you're serious about change, you don't say easier said than done. You say no matter how hard it may be, no matter how impossible it may seem, no matter how many people walk out of my life, I'm gonna get it done.
So we don't realize that half the time, the thing that's weighing us down, the thing that's holding us back is what we're holding on to. What part of your mindset are you gonna leave behind today? What part of it are you gonna say, you know, I might need to leave that behind. I might need to let go of that. That doesn't serve me anymore.
Sit on your bed one day and ask yourself, what remarkably stupid things am I doing on a regular basis to absolutely screw up my life? And if you actually ask that question, but you have to want to know the answer, right? Because that's actually what asking the question means. It doesn't mean just mouthing the words. It means you have to decide that you want to know. You'll figure that out so fast it'll make your hair curl. You're perfectly capable of thinking. God only knows how. You're perfectly capable of immense feats of imagination and dream and fantasies. God only knows how you do all of that. What would happen if you consulted yourself about the best possible outcome for you? You might get an answer.
So you may sit there and look at yourself, or maybe you're even buying into the media. Maybe you're even believing that because you were born a certain race, or you were born to certain parents, or you had shitty parents, or you've suffered from depression, or all these other things that they put in your face to give you the exact excuse as to why you can't achieve what it is you want to achieve. You need to understand one thing, and that's this. Your hardships, your challenges, your situation will either be the reason you don't make it, or it will be the story you tell when you do make it. And you get to make that choice.
The other thing is, take full responsibility for your life. We can either accept conditions as they exist, or we can take the responsibility to change them.
Yeah, chase that dream before you die, man. Bishop Jake said one time, Bishop Jake said, I would hate to die and never do the thing I was born to do.
It isn't me. It's you. But it isn't me that changes you. It's you. You set the small goals, you achieve those goals, then set some more and achieve those and set some more goals, maybe a little bit bigger, but not that much bigger.
Just start. Start small. Start with changing tomorrow morning, just tomorrow morning. Get that squared away. And then move on to the next day. And the next, and move your life to a better place. One little step, one little victory at a time.
Similarly, there is no such thing as my life and your life. There is just a living cosmos. If you capture more life, then you will see you have more grace. The depth, dimension, and scope of your life is determined by how much life you capture within you. It doesn't matter what kind of body you have, what kind of intelligence you have. If you have not captured substantial life within you, you will live a small life. That's how it is.
Let it go and begin to focus on developing myself. And I say to you, you're going to have people to do things to you. Things are going to happen to you. And the most important thing to do is to harness your will and let it go and move so you can grow, so you can get on with your life. All of us have experienced some tragedy, and if we haven't, we will. And you can either let it destroy your life or you can build upon it.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You can permit it to let it hold you down, or you can decide, I'm not going to let that happen to me. I'm bigger than this.
Albert Einstein said, imagination is everything. It's the preview to life's coming attractions. So when you have something in your imagination, it ain't hocus pocus. It's actually a preview of a coming attraction that God has for you. He places everything he has for you in your imagination. He places everything he has for you in your imagination. Imagination is everything. It's the preview to life's coming attractions. Everything in your imagination is God showing you in your mind something he has for you.
Commitment prepares you to meet obstacles and downfalls. Because if you've made a commitment to do something and disaster strikes or calamities take place or things don't go your way, you immediately start thinking, how do I solve the problem? If you have no commitment, your first thought is, how do I get out of this deal? And we generally find what we're looking for. Along the way, there's going to be those setbacks and reversals and disappointments. Again, if you've made the commitment, what you do is you continue on. People who've made the commitment not only and are overcomers, but they also prepare themselves. They expect to win. They prepare to win.
We all have limitations. Does that mean I quit? Of course. I'm gonna try to be the best that I can be. The strongest, the fastest, the smartest. That's what I'm gonna go for. It is possible. How close can I get to that greatness? My glory happens in the darkness of the early morning, in solitude, alone.
Make a declaration to yourself. Declare all out war that you're going to get out of this rut.
Failure is a part of the process. You have to fail to win. You have to lose your fear of failure.